Dorsey expected back in Atlanta Wednesday. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, the 14th of October, 1913, page 5, column 5, generally believed that solicitor will ask continuance of Leo Frank hearing. That Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey, who has been in Valdosta for a week with E.A. Stevens, his assistant, devoting himself to preparing a reply to the motion for a new trial for Leo M. Frank, will return on Thursday or Friday of this week, was the statement made in a letter he sent to Atlanta yesterday. The solicitor does not state whether or not he will be prepared to reply to the defense on Saturday, when the case will be called, but it is believed that he will ask for further time. The defense cited 115 allegations upon which they base their claim for a new trial, and the reply to it is expected to be a lengthy one. In the meantime, the defense, after attacking jurors A.H. Hensley and M. Johanning, have added further affidavits against Hensley. The latter stated in reply to the first charges that he had expressed belief in Frank's guilt of the Mary Fagan murder, that the statement had only been made after the trial was over. Various Monroe citizens now come forward and state that they have not seen Hensley since the trial, and that it was sometime during June and before the trial started that he declared that Frank should be hung. Statements have also been taken, supporting the character and standing of the men who made the attack on Hensley. The charge of bias against the two jurors and the alleged errors in ruling made by Judge L.S. Roan during the trial form the basis on which a new trial will be demanded. While the case is being postponed, and the solicitor devotes his entire time to making his reply, court affairs in Fulton are getting each day more congested. Judge Roan is waiting until after the hearing to take his place on the bench of the Court of Appeals, and Judge Benjamin H. Hill of that court is waiting to become a member of the Fulton Superior Court. Should this change be made at present, the criminal business of the county could not proceed, as the county would have no solicitor to prosecute its cases or to present indictments to the grand jury. Dorsey coming home. Valdosta, Gee, October 13th. Special. Solicitor General Hugh Dorsey and Assistant A.E. Stevens, who have been in Valdosta for 10 days working on the state's answer to motion for new trial for Leo M. Frank, expect to leave for Atlanta Tuesday night to take up the continuation of the work there on Wednesday. Mr. Dorsey is unable to say positively whether H. will be ready for the hearing next Saturday or not. The solicitor and his assistant had not made as much progress tonight as they had planned for the day, despite the fact that they got to work this morning at 6 o'clock. They have completed the brief in the case and are taking up, section by section, the motion for new trial filed by attorneys Rosser and Arnold for the defense. So busy are the solicitor and his assistant that they reluctantly were compelled to decline an invitation from Colonel W.H. West to spend Tuesday at his magnificent fishing preserve near this city. It is understood that Solicitor Dorsey has greatly strengthened the state's case by affidavits secured from Juror Hensley on Saturday and from other parties. The contents of the affidavits are being jealously guarded. Page 11, column 3. Professional cards, P.H. Brewster, Albert Howell, Jr., Hugh M. Dorsey, Arthur Heyman, Attorneys at Law, Offices 202, 204, 205, 206, 207, 208, 210, Kaiser Building, Atlanta, Gay. Long distance telephoned 3022, 3024, and 3025, Atlanta, Gay.